possible.
It's officially open season on the incumbents just a day and a half after the primaries. We're going to talk about it. Plus oil that looks like chocolate syrup, although you want to drink this stuff. It's in the wetlands. Good news is the tar balls that were found in Key West, which is an incredible marine life sanctuary, were not from the Gulf of Mexico and this wicked oil spill. The latest from BP is they say they're picking up the tab for everybody who's losing their livelihood and what their next action is to try to cap off the spill, to try to stop the spewing, the gushing of this chocolate syrup, as it were, into the Gulf and possibly beyond. Well, beyond Harry Reid's wildest dreams, he was saying it was a shoo-in that the Wall Street reform vote would be a definite, and it was not so far in moving ahead. However, if it's tweaked in a couple of different ways, probably this thing will come to pass. But what does it mean for small businesses and what does it mean for consumers? He's fumed, by the way, at Scott Brown because he says he broke his word with him. Apparently, Brown, Reed says, was going to vote for financial reform, but changed his mind. But the reason he changed his mind is because he was promised something that would help in Massachusetts and didn't get it. Here we go again. And the world goes round and round and round. But here's where we start. The Mexican leader, Felipe Calderon, is in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is locked down tighter than a drum, I hear, particularly at the White House earlier in the evening because there was a state dinner. So there were a lot of conversations about the drug trade and guns that were going back and forth across the border, and also the big one, illegal immigration, or as Felipe Calderon likes to call it, migration, the migration of his people, and why they shouldn't have to be in the shadows any longer. Both of them were peeved about the Arizona immigration law. We already know that Calderon took a big fat shot and said that really Mexican nationals shouldn't go to Arizona, but that didn't stop the flow because they're still going to Arizona. And my friends, once again, that's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All the nooks and crannies, we cover it all in between. It's water cooler buzz, baby. You can throw in your 2 cents. Do you really care what Calderon thinks? Some people say, hey, don't write him off. Maybe you should when you think of all the trade that goes back and forth between the two countries. 800-259-5791. Those are the digits. 800-259-5791. Or flip me an email, americatonight.net. All right, here specifically is what President Obama said about the Arizona law.
The new law in Arizona, which is a misdirected effort, a misdirected expression of frustration over our broken immigration system, and which has raised concerns in both our countries. I want everyone, American and Mexican, to know my administration is taking a very close look at the Arizona law. We're examining any implications, especially for civil rights, because in the United States of America, no law-abiding person, be they an American citizen, a legal immigrant, or a visitor or tourist from Mexico, should ever be subject to suspicion simply because of what they look like.
All right, and that's true, the racial profiling thing, but that's not what Governor Jan Brewer is saying, and that's not what the people are saying who helped push this legislation forward. They're screaming it from the desert. Are you paying attention to what we've said? Have you looked at this law, perchance? And that's part of the problem. There is misinformation, talk about misdirected. There's misdirected anger and misinformation about specifically what this law will be, if it even takes effect at the end of July. There is no way that somebody can just be pulled off the street. They would have to be committing a crime. Selling drugs, perhaps. Spraying graffiti on walls and breaking into a store. I mean, there would have to be some act where they would be caught doing something unlawful, breaking a law, and then they'd be asked anyway about where their papers were, where they lived. All of us are asked that, and we're fingerprinted and the whole thing, the mugshots. So that would naturally fall out of their lips. It would have to. They might have fake papers, and some of the papers are good. But this law is not the culprit. The culprit is the federal government for not doing a damn thing about illegal immigration when they had so many opportunities to do it. Instead, they were worried about their own hides and getting reelected because it was dicey in some of the areas. Who were the constituents? Who was upset? 3 years ago, people were protesting and rallying in big cities and even in small areas, too. It looks like the plan that the president's going to roll out is similar to what President Bush said should happen, that there should be an improvement of border security and that employers should be held accountable if they're trying to hire undocumented workers or break other laws. And then what would happen is you would require the people in the shadows to pay a penalty and back taxes, learn English, and get in line toward becoming a legal resident and citizen of the country. That's exactly what the Republican president before Obama was trying to do, trying to get that package through in his second term. Even at one point, if you remember, he said, I'll see you at the bill signing, and that never happened. It collapsed in 2007. You know, what the deal is you have to also ask yourself, amnesty or not? Lawbreakers, friends that we need to cut a break to, cut them some slack. The problem, the biggest problem I have, and we won't go around this merry-go-round just a little bit, we won't go all the way around, though, I promise you, is the people who aren't cutters. What does that say to the people who didn't do that? That all these constant breaks for, you know, it's like I imagine in my head the people who kill themselves to pay their mortgage. And now there's all these other areas, other ways to escape, to ease the foreclosure process. Those people weren't afforded that. Why? Because they were paying. They were killing themselves to pay. And in a different way, I know it's a tricky analogy. This is a similar thing. But they're not even close to this. This hasn't even been part of, there's been discussion about it. But this isn't on paper and being pushed through. Not at all. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. He gets the first crack. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. 17-page law. That's all it is. I don't know if D.C.'s mad because they can do a law in 17 pages and D.C. takes 7,000 pages. I don't know. But either way it goes, it's a law. It's not a new law. It's a law that's been on the books for quite some time.
That's right.
It's a law. It is a law. So, you know, I'm going to play liberal here, and I'm going to throw the rage card in. So pretty much they're saying if you're Mexican, it's okay to break the law. But if you're an American, don't break the law. But if you're a Mexican, it's legal to break the law. And it's just kind of using the Democrats' own little stuff against them. It's what they're doing is you're saying, you know, let's have anarchy. We're taking a law away, and it's BS. It's crap.
I agree with you. I love that last one. It's crap. It's crap, Stu. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. He's saying what we've been saying all along. Then why do we obey the laws if we're saying it's okay, break the law? And I think, first of all, there'd be a lot of people that wouldn't come out of those shadows. Maybe some would, but a lot wouldn't do it. What do you think? 800-259-5791.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 19th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,207.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,239.91, $619.96 for a half ounce, or $309.98 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,239.91, $619.96, and $309.98.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Salute and odds and ends here on America Tonight. But before we get to that key question, our pal Stu in Kentucky cuts through the clutter and he says it's all crap. It's anarchy. Why? Oh, why should? And he said, look, it's politically incorrect, whatever. Why should Mexicans be allowed to break the law? And yet all of us have to abide by the law. It is a simple point, and it drives home what has so many people beyond frustrated. And then you add fuel to that fire when you hear Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, saying that it's wrong, that this law is dead wrong in Arizona, and that the migrants should not be treated that way because of the economic boost that they are to this country. How about the economic boost that they are to his own country? I said this in a previous hour. There is no doubt that there are a lot of different angles to this when it comes to the economic road. Because, yes, absolutely, there are people in the United States who have benefited off the backs of the people who came in under the wire. And they were allowed to do that. Because the laws weren't enforced. So they broke the law. But they didn't get caught breaking the law because nobody gave a crap. They just let them do what they were doing. Go for it. It doesn't matter. We're not worried. Doesn't matter. keep the people who come across employed. We're not worried about it. And so that goes to the problem. There were laws on the books. They weren't enforced. So now the governor of Arizona signs into this law that doesn't even kick in until the end of July and gets nothing but abuse for signing a law where she's saying, hello, nobody wants to make a decision here. What do you want me to do? People are leaving Arizona. People are worried. They're in gated communities, and they're being attacked. They're being overrun. And why not? You got to think about it. There are fine, fabulous people, I'm sure, that come across. Absolutely. Sadly, some of them end up dead in the desert because they're taken advantage of by coyotes. They want to go. They want to be where their sister is because their sister has a nice job from a nice employer that she's the nanny for in some wealthy area or whatever. So they don't understand. They want to pay the money. They want to come across. Absolutely. Your heart breaks for those people. But then there's the other element that's increasingly getting bigger and badder and bolder. The cockroaches who don't care and who know nobody knows them. What are you going to do? How are you identifying? It's only pure luck in some cases if they're even caught. And then what? Oh, bye-bye, go back across the border. Yeah, it's not good. It really is a war zone in Arizona. That's no lie. It's not exaggeration. It is what it is, as advertised. And I think many of us know people that live in Arizona or have known people who loved it there, lived there, and left there. Because they didn't feel safe. Something happened. Something happened at school. Something happened in their home, in their, you know, in their communities. And that's the short of it. That's the long and the short of it, to be honest. So it's infuriating when we hear Calderon. And absolutely, there are economic benefits to plenty of people in the United States. There's no denying that. And the biggest trade does come from Mexico, back and forth, despite the drugs and the guns and the other things that you could talk about. But the legal things that go back and forth, absolutely. It's much more than the European Union. And that's something that people don't understand. So that's why I think there is the want to continue that by many politicians, besides the fact that the constituents are up in arms, depending on where they're from and who they represent. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor.
Hey, Kate, you know I had to call you once about the little slip up there by Michelle Obama today, and did that sound like amnesty to me or what?
It sure did. In fact, hold on a second, and we're gonna see if we can get Donovan so everybody else can hear this. In case you missed it, I put something on AmericaTonight.net, but Don brought it up. This is what happened when Michelle Obama and Mrs. Calderon went on a field trip to Maryland to an elementary school. This is the question that Michelle Obama was asked. Take a listen.
Yeah, well, that's something that we have to work on, right? To make sure that people can be here with the right kind of papers, right? That's exactly right. Yeah, well, we have to work on that. We have to fix that. And that everybody's got to work together in Congress to make sure that that happens.
All right, Don, you heard it. I was when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. And I said, this is one thing I will say for her. She definitely carries the same message, and she didn't miss a beat on that message. She didn't hesitate. It just came right out.
That's right. And I told you a month ago, I said, as soon as this election year is over, next year the big issue is going to be amnesty for the illegals. And you know, and the sad part about it, Kate, was she had the perfect opportunity to tell this little girl, of course, she's not going to do this, you know, to teach her what America's about laws, about, you know, respecting other people's laws. And she could have just said, well, you know, your parents are here illegally, you know, and they came into the United States illegally, but we're going to do things we can to straighten the problems out. You know, and not to worry. You know, she could have done something, Kate, to teach this child that her parents broke the law to come here. You know,
I love that. Oh, Don, she would be so assured if she said, listen, little girl, I don't you worry. We're going to do something to help your family. But your parents broke the law. Your mommy broke the law. But you're right. It is what it is. That's exactly what happened. And she pussyfooted around it and went to the amnesty route, which is exactly what Barack Obama wants to happen.
And this little girl knows. I mean, she asked her the question. She knows.
Did.
She knows her parents are here illegally. You
yes.
know, and that she doesn't want to be kicked out and go back home. And I don't blame her. It's great. You know, living in Arizona, you know, I'm not so sure, Kate. I lived down in Mexico for a year. It's not as bad as, you know, it's being portrayed like other refugees or something like that, you know? It's not, you know, it's a nice place. I mean, it's, you know, but, hey, anyway, switching to Arizona, I heard something interesting today that made me laugh. Of course, you know about the big boycott by Los Angeles, and my idea is that Arizona ought to ship the 460,000 illegals over to California since they don't seem to think there's anything wrong with it.
Yes.
But evidently, 25% of California's electricity comes from Arizona.
I know.
And they're talking about cutting it off. He says, that's what Arizona needs to do. I mean, and their people are fed up enough. I remember I told you I have my best friend's youngest sister's husband is a A-10 pilot in the Air Force, right?
And
they were they're stationed down at in Tucson at Davis-Monthan, and they're getting ready to be moved to another base and move out of there. But I she happened to be up in Provo this weekend, and I was talking with her and Friday, and I, you know, because she lives down there in Arizona, and she just said, Don, she says it, you'd have to multiply the crime wave 10 times of what goes on in Salt Lake, and we have crime in Salt Lake, trust me, you know, and a little bit in Wyoming, if you don't believe me, but that's mostly drunk driving, though, but anyway, but no one knows where I live, and why, Kate, but anyways, you know, it's rampant, and the thing that upsets me the most about the whole issue, Kate, is people haven't sat down to read the bill on the website, you know, and secondly, they're talking, you know, Arizona has the right as their own state to do and make their own laws, just like, you know, I'm infuriated that, you know, there's states around the country letting homosexuals marry. But they have the right to do that as their own state, and we have to respect that right. Arizona's finally doing something about illegal immigration, and the first time anything's mentioned about illegal, you know, stopping illegal immigration, it's like this huge uproar, you know. It could have been, you know, Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, all three of them doing the same thing, and you would still hear the same thing. It's just this uproar because they know nothing has been done about it for 50 years.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With the wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Good morning, Gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Coming up, we got to give you a silver lining, a happy moment, as it were, with all the doom and gloom. And that's okay. But it's the Daily Salute. In a few, we're going to get to that. And we've been talking about, obviously, the immigration deal and the fact that Felipe Calderon is in Washington. It's lockdown time. And he's spewing forth what he's in agreement with our own president, that they should be able to come out of the shadows, those that are here illegally. And there's going to be a pathway to citizenship. And this is the right thing to do, and that the Arizona law is wicked and it is discriminatory and should not stand up. And, you know, I'm sorry, I don't give a flip what Calderon thinks. I don't. Because we could easily go into Mexico, and listen, I've been all over Mexico, and Don is right about that. There are wonderful parts of Mexico, but there are some real slums in Mexico, too. I just had a friend that got back from a place called Tulum, and Tulum is kind of a lazy little tourist town, not really very touristy, because it's down the road from Playa del Carmen, which is a little bit of a hot spot. Still not Cancun or Cozumel or any of those, but turn down one road and you see nothing but dire poverty. I mean, there are definitely pockets of serious poverty, and there are also very wealthy people who live in Mexico City. But that country definitely benefits from the people who are sending money back. We all know that. That's a layup from here in the United States, who are working under the wire, the migrants, as Calderon refers to them. So it was a good photo op opportunity, a big dinner, a big state dinner. Hundreds of people were there. And as I said, a photo op even earlier in the day when the two leaders talked about immigration and what should be done and what has to be done, and that you can't have states doing their own punitive laws. Can't have states doing their own punitive laws. Are you kidding? All right, so I'm definitely much more about states' rights, as all of you know. I'm the Tom Jefferson route. That's the road that I've always believed in. That's the road that I would always take, even if it's less traveled by some. You may have different thoughts. 800-259-5791. Let's head out to New York and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hi, and viva la Arizona. really quick, two non sequiturs, and then I'm going to go into my my basic topic with Calderon and the race war that he wants.
Sure.
Really quick. First of all, the guy that called you from Illinois, I think his name is Tom. I was trying to mind meld with you, Kate. The answer to the album on the 744.
Oh, I had no
Floyd,
idea.
Pink Floyd. I was like, oh, I know that's an easy one.
But, do you remember? Did you go to that movie? Remember the movie? I saw that movie when it came out. I begged my mother as a kid to go see it.
Which one was that?
It was about Pink Floyd, and I wasn't called The Wall. It was something else.
Oh, I have a lot of stuff that I've seen, and I.
They have a couple of movies, but I didn't know that about the. I didn't know that about.
Oh yeah,
the
I remember the week in the 96 or 97. They actually went off the Billboard top 100 charts. But that guy, any guy's a friend of Floyd's, a friend of mine. And also, really quick, in Tennessee, there's $1 billion worth of damage. They're still underwater. How many people have been shot, raped, and murdered, and how many guns were taken away from the people in Tennessee as compared to Katrina? I think they handled it much better than New Orleans did. Don't you, Kate?
Absolutely.
It's not talked about, and I just thought I'd bring it up and just say how the people of Tennessee just have, I guess, better moral values. But let me go on really quick. Stephen Emerson wrote in his book, because someone called the Rush Limbaugh show, and they said that they're finding that the Arab terrorists are learning Spanish, and because of this color of their skin, they're blending in with the Latinos, and they're coming across the border. But that's old news. Somebody called Rush last week. Stephen Emerson wrote in his book, American Jihad, because my brother called me because I didn't know that. I said, well, dude, you're behind the times. So I want to know they're going to pin the medal on the first Arizona cops to stop the truckload of these guys and figures out that they're really Hezbollah suicide bombers. I mean, you know what I mean, Kate? That cop's
right, we knew that.
Right. And also, Tom Tancredo wrote about the Mexican federales coming across the border and firing on American troops, American people, and everything else. So it's a freaking war zone down there, and I'd say boycott Mexico. And Calderon, he's got some nerve saying my people, but I called you a couple of years ago and last year, and I said, why would you want people that have come from subjugated societies and governments that hold these communist views, even if they're trying to make a better life for them here? Okay, that's true, but you have millions of them, Venezuelans and Ecuadorians and people that have been subjugated and criminals coming here. And I said, where their allegiance lie? And what did Calderon say? He talks about his people. And now we're worried about backlash against American people of a Latino and even American whites. Because have you heard this preaching, not to preaching, this ranting by this this teacher in L.A.? He's talking about La Raza and killing the white people. You've heard that. I mean, this guy, first of all, they should fire him outright. And if I lived there, I'd probably go and try to kill him myself. I didn't say kill. But this guy is amazing. But he just proves the point that they're trying to
take over,
foment a race war. Yeah. But here's one thing. I just want to ask that guy who's against white people. We're having a trial in Newark, New Jersey, with the three MS-13 members that killed three black college students. Put them up against the wall, blew their heads off. But Al Sharpton didn't see fit to go down there and protest because there wasn't a white person that killed him. It was the MS-13 members. And our local news network, let me just tell you, my local news, three black folks they had on a camera almost beat to death an Ecuadorian immigrant. I don't see any protest here, Kate. Can you imagine if it was three white guys?
Oh, they'd be hung out to dry.
Right. It was just, the only reason I'm bringing up, you say, Mark, you're always talking about race. Well, you know, you're bringing up about what we're trying, you're calling us racist because we're not racist. The reason I bring all this up is because a reverend named Jesse Lee Peterson. You ever heard of him? I heard him on one of the talk shows about 3-4 years ago, and he talked about this. The Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He said a race war between blacks and Hispanics. Because now I'm not trying to foment anything here. I'm just saying, you know, you need to listen to all different sides and see what these people are doing. Because There is no room in La Raza and the Chicano movement for African Americans. Mm-hmm. I got news for you folks. I have African Americans in my family, and I know a lot of good Latino people. There's a lot of friction there.
There
and
is.
They throw the N word around like
yeah, a lot.
Out of going out of like you know. I'm not standing sitting on the side of the line saying you know go at each other's throats. No, I want my country to stay together. But both sides are trying to foment something, and I just think that it's when Al Sharpton doesn't protest when these three black kids are shot. Or when you hear nothing when these three black kids beat up this Ecuadorian guy.
Ugh.
It's just
it's hypocrisy is what it is. It's hypocrisy. It's terrible. The story that you're talking about in Newark is so sad. And those were good kids. They got
right.
their heads blown off. They were executed in cold blood. And you said it, Mark. And it's terrible. Three MS-13 members just
illegal.
Illegal aliens, and so why is that not talked about more? There were some stories on it. I don't know who did it, maybe 60 Minutes or somebody, but it went away quickly, and it sickens me. I feel so awful for those families. Why did that happen to them? These were good kids that were going to go to school, that were going to college. It's
right.
terrible.
And they just try to pin everything else on, like, you know, if it is a white guy. I'm like I said, they're trying to pit the country against each other. But I want people here that respect my country, respect my culture, respect my language, because this is your new country. You can't say my country there. No, you're not in Mexico anymore. You are in America. You're in the United States of America, and I'm going to wear any damn flag or anything I want. I'm going to visit Arizona. Anytime I need supplies for my hobbies, I'll call someplace in Arizona, and I'll say, look, I'm going to support you. I support Jan Brewer. They're trying to do something, and the law simply mirrors the federal law. This Obama, this piece of dirt, and with Calderon, he doesn't give a damn. I don't have time to go into it. He doesn't care about. He's trying to break the country apart because he's part of the New World Order. And Rand Paul even mentioned that. I don't know if you saw that, but
I did.
CNN, they cut away faster than
quickly.
Skin cat, because he's talking about you know the debt crisis and the new, and they're just using all of these in our country to break us apart. And look at LA. You do have people talking about it. Some parts of it look like a third world nation because you cannot have a Tower of Babel. You cannot have it. You just have to speak the language and you have to learn and appreciate mm-hmm. our customs. And if you don't, get on your fat little horse and ride back to wherever the hell you came from.
Yeah. And it would be the same. Thank you. It would be the same for any of us. I say this all the time as I'm someone who's traveled and been in other countries. And have people have been very gracious and wonderful and embracing toward me. And I can't say enough about the people in Ecuador, the people in Venezuela, the people in Spain, the people in some of the other countries that I've been in as well. But the key thing here is I either had really known the language, which was Spanish, or was struggling to learn it, but tried and communicated that way because I did spend a big chunk of time in Spain. And that's not even saying that I lived there, made my living there, etc. And there's something about that, but you're always painted to look like a racist or some other name if you say what you really think, which is the beauty of living in America. You should be able to say what you really think. All right, I'm going to skedaddle to the Daily Salute quickly for a little non sequitur. The Daily Salute goes to John Shepherd Barron. Did you ever hear of him? He's the guy credited with inventing the world's first automatic cash machine. He died. He was 84 years old, he died peacefully, apparently, in Scotland. But the idea that he came up with the cash dispenser, he said, was after he was being locked out of his bank. And he said that his invention was inspired by chocolate vending machines. How about some applause for John Shepherd Barron? Although, sadly, you know, now this automatic teller machine is also wreaking havoc with some of us. Because people are naturally trying to rip us off when they install pads over the keypads and try to steal the PIN codes and whatnot. But still, I mean, most of us live and die by the ATMs. How many of you carry big wads of cash? I venture to say that little plastic card is mostly what you're running around with. And what an invention that turned out to be. How about that? Shepherd Barron originally planned to make the personal identification number 6 digits long, but cut the numbers to 4 because his wife said 6 was too many. Hang with us, mailbag next.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Rand Paul, who we've had on the show, we're going to have him back on in the next week or two. But Rand Paul had an interesting interview today where he said basically to the Democrats, hey, bring it on, baby. If you stay tuned to our next hour, we're going to talk about it right at the top of the hour because that's what it is at this point. Paul's said all the things he said in getting to the point where he won the primary over Trey Grayson. And that is about the Federal Reserve and forget this shroud of secrecy and many of the other financial reforms that he's talking about I'm completely on board with. And the big one for me is the fact that he thinks that our legislators should actually read the bills that they are voting on and there should be a waiting period so they have absorbed it and had time to do that. Because how can you vote? It's true. How can you vote on a bill when you are turning around literally in a couple of days and they're trying to ram it through? There's just no way. All of us know. How many hours do we all have in a day? 24. How many do we wish we had sometimes? 36. But we don't. And you know how hard it is in your own life to get everything done and juggle things. So I'll cut them slack there that at times there is a logjam of legislative bills that are being flung about on the hill. But the problem is some of them are crap and they're useless, and they are just on purpose a logjam. And then the ones that really merit a lot of time and consideration don't get that time and consideration. That's why I liked Rand Paul. That was the number one thing. That and the idea of the Federal Reserve should be questioned, should be abolished, whatever. Those were the things that drew me to Rand Paul, to be certain. And I think he gets in and becomes the next senator of Kentucky. And I truly believe this guy is going to have an open-door policy, just like the people of Massachusetts so far. Even the Democrats seem to be embracing Scott Brown. I think Rand Paul is his own man. And I really, truly believe that he's going to try to pursue that path if he wins in November. All right, it's time to head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Thank you, Homer. And, boy, we do have a lot of interesting letters in our email slots today, including this from our pal Dave in Vermont. Good morning, Kate. Woke up and on the drive to work, waited to hear the score of the game, knowing you were a Flyers fan, and was amazed that the guy from Canada, when he was a kid, must have gotten hit with one of those curling rocks, hoping the fans boo the national anthem. Yeah, I kind of let that one slide when he said that. Like, yeah, whatever. He's talking about Alan Canada. He must have been one of those that rioted in Montreal because he was mad Toronto wasn't in it and the Canadians were. You do not hope people boo a national anthem, maybe a team or a player, but come on. I think he needs to go back on the ice and get hit with another rock to knock some sense into him. Just needed to express that thought with his statement. Yeah, I did. I probably should have jammed on Al, but he said so many things crammed into 1 minute. And I agree with you, Dave. Of course you don't want to see that. That's wrong. I mean, trashing someone's anthem is bad. It is. And the Canadians, of course, that's exactly what happened with the Canadians. And that started the whole idea of the whole thing about the national anthem, what they did to the U.S. anthem. And, yeah, you can't do that. That's wrong. Of course, it has happened. There have been people that have also butchered on purpose the national anthem when they had the chance to perform. I'm thinking of sometimes it's famous people like Roseanne Barr when she did it at, I think it was the San Diego Padres. This was a long time ago, but phew, terrible. All right, so we get another note from Dennis McMahon in Vermont. He says, I've said it before, so I'll say it again. Leahy can be toast. If I go to Rome for Brother Andre's canonization, I will stop in England and place a bet on Leahy's defeat. I love it. My preferred candidate is Charlie Papillo, but the current GOP contender, Len Britton, can win. Have a great show and day. Yeah, Leahy's looking a little bit rocky. And the idea of placing a bet on that in England, because you can bet on anything, including who's going to be in and who's going to be out in these midterm elections, I think you have a point there. There probably is a very, very good chance that that boat does rock. I think a lot of incumbents are going to be surprised. Tomas in Michigan, he saw what I saw on the web, and it was what Don in Wyoming referred to this hour, that Arizona wants to fight back, that they're threatening to turn Los Angeles electricity off because a lot of the a chunk of the electricity comes from Arizona. So you have the Los Angeles mayor, Villagrosso, who has been just all over Arizona and saying that they should have a boycott war and all this other sort of stuff. And now Arizona is saying, hey, listen, you know, their corporate commissioner, Gary Pierce, is saying a boycott war is bad for both sides, but I'll be happy to encourage Arizona utilities to renegotiate your power agreements. We've talked about this in the last show, to end the electricity flowing into L.A., I'm confident that Arizona's utilities would be happy to take those electrons off your hands. I love that quote. We'll take those electrons off your hands. If, however, you find that the city council lacks the strength, check out this line, of its convictions to turn off the lights in L.A. and boycott Arizona power, please reconsider the wisdom of attempting to harm Arizona's economy. And Tomas says, and I love this, he says, the bitch slap heard around the world. So he says, support conservatives, make all purchases on the Internet from red states, Tomas. The electricity thing is funny. And, see, it just goes to show you they didn't even think about that when they're making the comments. But I don't think they care. I think, honestly, that it was just, we're gonna say this because this is perfect and this lends credence to what we're trying to have happen here in California. Ask anybody in L.A. what's going on in L.A. and they'll tell you exactly what's happening, especially some sad stories in the inner city areas, because Los Angeles is a weird place. It's not like the East Coast cities or some of the Midwest cities, or even like San Francisco, where you have a downtown and then you have areas around it. You have a sprawl in L.A., and that sprawl is getting nasty. And, of course, the money is just dried up in California, and particularly in L.A. Here's one from Cynthia Dell. Yo, yo, Kate, I've been listening to you talk about this illegal immigration thing, and at first I wanted to throttle you, to be honest, because I think you're an open-minded person. I like the way you handle crazy callers and some of the normal people that call you with intelligent comments. I had a picture in my mind of those who crossed over the border. They're poor, they're trying to help their family, and this is the only way they know how to do it, and other people have told them that this is the pathway to success, so they follow it. They follow cousins and uncles and aunts and mothers and fathers and relatives, basically. So I think it's terrible that they're in this situation. But then you open my eyes to the gang violence and some of the other things that are happening at the border. So now, instead of throttling you, I want to thank you, and I am not for this pathway to citizenship anymore. See, it's a tough thing. I've said this before. I spent a week with the Border Patrol. I saw what happened, and there wasn't too many drug busts on that one. It was more sadly about the people who were actually being taken advantage of by coyotes. That's the best name to call them, people who are making a living picking the bones of the people they know that are desperate to get to the promised land, because she's right. Everybody that they know goes over, they make some money, they send it back, but they can't possibly make that money in Mexico or, let's say, Guatemala or some of the other countries. They're not part of the privileged class, and they can't find another way to make their way, so they want to make it to the United States. But in between all of that is exactly what we just talked about. The MS-13 gangs that gang is huge, and they will slice off each other's heads if they give anyone up or do anything that would turn on the gang, and the gang has massive tentacles. You know, people used to talk about in L.A. the Bloods and the Crips. Oh, MS-13 makes those gangs look like a bunch of kindergartners. I mean, seriously, it's crazy the things that this group of people will do and just how many places they've been able to infiltrate. I'm going to leave you with this thought on a happier note. John Henry Patterson said, to get your ideas across, use small words, big ideas, and short sentences. Some advice for the people in Congress.
Full Metal Jacket.